Simpsons has, well, now it's different, but growing up, Simpsons, like, consisted of, like, I don't know, 70% of my knowledge, you know, as far as, like, world knowledge, yeah.
And, it's a good thing they fact-checked.
Yeah, yeah, that's why.
Back then, yeah, they used to do their research.
Yeah, RDRR, like, yeah, I'm glad
R-D-R-R.
I know.
RDRR.
Yeah, see, that's why it's cool that that stuff is accurate, because otherwise, I'd be the kid in school, and it's like, it's not plutonium, jackass. It's adamantium or something like that, I don't know.
Carbon rods don't glow green.
And I don't think you could just hold them in your hand like that. Yeah. Yeah,
actually, I mean, you can. Carbon's
but
not dangerous.
You're only one time.
Going, yeah, you're not going to be able to do it again.
Yeah.
Probably. Or might lose a hand.
It's like, you know, skydiving to a volcano. You could only do it once. Yeah, that's one of those things.
It's like, well, that
episode's always bothered me. It's like, why was it green?
It's always been green in all the Simpsons episodes with
But
carbon
he's saying,
rods.
Like, carbon is not green.
It's, no, it's black.
Yeah, it's not plutonium or uranium. Maybe we should check that.
I mean, unless that's been enriched with something and that made it green, you know, then they're inferring it's nuclear, but...
Yeah, I think that's kind of was the point. But, like, what was it in anyway? I can't remember, like, where did it...
It was on the space shuttle.
Yeah, but, like, just, you know, in a...
Well, I mean, they're all over the planet, you see, like, you know, them with the gloves through the wall...
Yeah, that's what falls in the back of Homer's jacket as he's in the opening sequence.
It's like a bar, huh?
Yeah. It's a carbon rod, yeah.
They use them a lot.
The inanimate carbon rod.
I guess
rod.
It's because if you colored it black, it wouldn't seem interesting.
The wouldn't bright... seem as dangerous.
Yeah.
The glowing green seems more dangerous than...
So that's one that, you know, if somebody offered you a carbon rod on the black market, you'd be like, oh, no way, man. But it's like, no, it's perfectly okay to buy a carbon rod.
Yeah, there's actually carbon is in, like, everything.
Carbon fiber.
There's carbon in you.
There is? Get it out of me.
Carbon dioxide. Like it's in the air.
well, like, somewhere I read where somebody said something, that they had RMNA or something. Something like, it's like, you know, you have your DNA in your cells and you have, like, the...
RNA.
Well, somebody was saying that, like, oh, I don't have any RNA in my body. And then someone's like, yes, you do. And it's like... Well, if it is, it wasn't by my consent. It's like, well,
it's kind of a factor of nature and biological existence. So
it's ironic that the same reason that you could make an idiotic observation like that is because you have it in your body. That's kind of funny.
It's like, yeah, that's on par with, well, I didn't ask to be born, so.
Yeah, that's true. Mom, nah, no thanks.
Has anyone ever tried to sue their parents for being born? I'm sure it's happened
at least
once.
Yeah, I feel like they have. I feel like I've read that somewhere before.
Like, how would you even... What's the defense against that? Like, it's like, I didn't ask to be born. Well,
you couldn't.
Like, we couldn't exactly ask you, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like...
Well, we didn't want you. We wanted someone else.
Yeah, we didn't want somebody else going to sue us when they're, you know, watch too many Judge Judy episodes or something.
Yeah. But they watch Judge Judy. Alex, now they think they're a lawyer.
Judge Joe Green, I don't know. Have you guys ever watched those? Joe Brown, yeah.
No. I did when I was on Home Studies.
I tried.
Because the judge shows are better than soap operas.
Slightly. Yeah.
Slightly. I always like wore that as a badge of honor. It's like I was on Home Studies for a full year and I didn't get addicted to one soap opera.
That was Dragon Ball Z, maybe. But
that
not.
Was my senior year. This was my junior year.
Ah, the tech. She got me with the. You see, you did learn something from those judge shows. You got me with the technicalities.
Your Honor,
Or is that Daria? Daniel Morgendorf and your technical mumbo jumbo?
Both.
Yeah.
The legal side, though. That's the fact that there's not only that they're still on, but there's like eight different ones. Like, I just don't understand it. Especially because.
And they're all the same thing.
Well, they all try
it
to be.
It all started with the People's Court.
Yeah. And that one's, still the original one. But it's always like the whole. The dramatization of it, you know what I mean? Like, they don't get the case of the guy that misplaced his book, you know, in the library. It's always like the guy that, you know, took his dog and cut his hair wrong.
Yeah, well, these cases they have on these shows, if you took them to a regular
court
yeah. in like local court, they'd be over and done in 5 minutes.
Oh yeah,
if that. Yeah. But on the show, they have to drag them out, ask stupid questions. Yeah, you know,
what's like all the daytime shows?
Get the Ken and Karen and the Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah, we decided that the male equivalent.
Well,
of
I
Karen's.
Heard that somewhere.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Kevin. I've heard some different ones, but yeah, not Kevin. It doesn't have to be the K because it's like, hey man, Kevin McAllister. You can Kevin McDonald.
Well, he was a little shit too. Yeah,
he was a little shit, but he wasn't like kind of. He would just smack you with the paint can. He wouldn't sit there and you know try to. Talk you down or call it. He
well, definitely wouldn't ask to speak to the manager.
Speak to the manager.
I mean, he did ask some dumb questions about a toothbrush, but even that's kind of minor.
That is not a dumb question. They play on the radio a lot, but it's like you need to know if it's dental approved. You know what I mean?
Approved by the American Dental Association. Yeah, because an 8-year-old kid cares about that.
Most 8-year-old kids don't even like brushing their teeth.
I was like 33 when I heard about the American Dental Association.
It's like, wait, that exists?
Yeah, that's a real thing. It's not just a gag. Or I like the one where they do, I hear that sometimes when you hear the commercials, like 4 out of 5 dentists. Yeah. Like, what about that other dentist?
Who's that fifth one?
Who's that fifth idiot that doesn't ever agree?
Also, I call hacks on the whole idea of these dental associations approving products. It's like these are people who make money off of your teeth falling apart.
Right?
Yeah.
So if they're approving products, should you be trusting that?
What's like the dental's office when you go in and they have the bowl of candies?
Yeah,
like,
the lollipops. Yeah.
What kind of scam you running here, pal?
That's called job security right there.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Have a chocolate. Just have it, kid.
Just eat the nougat.
Didn't you just clean out all my cavities? Yes.
Yes.
What of it?
It's like, do you know what my student loan debt looks like?
Yeah, true that.
Did that taffy just pull out your filling? Oh, well, let's get you scheduled a week from Tuesday.
Oh, I should have. Where's that news? There was a news recently about some lady that had like all in one sitting had like a bunch of root canals and fillings. What was that one?
Oof.
Oh, that one should. If I knew we were going to go the dental route, I should have looked it up. Crazy dentist?
Well, stuff happens.
Dentist takes away all the pain.
All the pain.
Yeah, I'm really glad we became friends, Mr. Explosion. Hey, check this out.
Yeah. You guys, it's kind of funny for me that I actually like going to the dentist. Even as a kid, I always thought it was neat. You know, it's the whole cliche of like, oh, the drilling and the noise. But I mean, you sit there in that comfortable little chair and just like, you just take a nap. Just go ahead. Do your worst, sir.
It's like last time I went to the dentist to get one of my teeth pulled because it split.
Damn, those are
like
rough,
for some reason, like the was it Novocaine or whatever that they give
you?
Yeah,
inject. Yeah,
like it wasn't numbing me. They had to like
stabbing you
4 injections like all around the tooth. And tap my tooth. It's like, can you still feel that? Uh huh.
Hell yeah.
It's like, okay, we got to get the strong stuff for you.
Damn.
So like, it wasn't numb at all. You could like. All those like
it was numb a little bit, but I could still feel it.
Yeah, because I was gonna say you could feel, you know, where it's like the pressure, but you can't feel the nerve, but you could feel everything.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, I was feeling the nerve because they just kind of tapped it instead of pulled on it, you know. And it's like, no, I felt that because usually once it's good enough, they tap it and you don't feel anything. And you're like yanking your jaw off and like you don't feel anything.
Yeah, that's what they kept telling me when they were pulling my wisdom teeth. It's like, okay, you're gonna feel the pressure. Pressure is okay. Pain is not.
Yeah, sharp pain is. Yeah, let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, he was really good because I had some two fillings done when I was in fourth grade, and I just remember that. It's like the pain of them jabbing the needles like into the roof of my mouth and everything. Just
yeah.
Yeah, that's what killed me, man. It was just like, ah, it hurts.
Well, the first one.
This guy, he like started on the outside and worked his way in. Like he started injecting it into my cheek, but he like jiggled it to where I didn't even feel the needle go into my cheek when he started doing it. And like by the time that kicked in, then he just like worked his way towards the middle. It's like, wow, this guy's a pro.
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and he's sitting there talking about Encanto while he's cutting your teeth out. And
oh yeah, you guys are having a good time.
You guys watched the Giants game? Oh man, the third round, the third inning stretch, whatever.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there, just like trying to not swallow pieces of tooth.
Yeah, that's
you kind of shoved gauze in your mouth to keep that from happening.
Yeah.
Well, there's always that joke about how why is it always as soon as the dentist starts working on you, he starts asking you questions, you know?
Yeah, Bill Cosby bit.
Trying to
And so, you do any fishing?
Oh, yeah. We're at, you got a nice boat?
Like last time I went to the dentist and he was, you know, trying to fix, you know, get my tooth numb to pull it. And, you know, and he's like, okay, let me know if you, this hurts. And of course, you know, he's got his hand in your mouth. He can't say, ouch. You can just go, ah!
yeah, you just go, ah!
It's like, okay, so that hurts.
I'll take that as a yes, yeah.
Well, I think, you know, if they're any sort of practical, that's all they're looking for is, ah!
Yeah, you're just a little, mm. So I found a story. This is pretty cool. It just came out yesterday, too, so it's very topical for the show.
Story time. Do we have
current events.
Sad trombones. Okay. Just because I like how that sounds.
Just to have that on standby?
Well, I only have the four. I've never changed it. And I forget they're there. But I thought this was a kind of appropriate one. But
did you improve the scream?
Oh, heck no. It's still...
it's still got that horrible delay. There it is.
Well, you should have seen how, like, to tweak it, I can figure out the right file, you know, because instead of MP3, it just... And I got tired of fighting with it, so next time or next year. There's always next year.
Which is, like, 3 days.
3 days from now, yeah. But, so check it out. It's a Minneapolis woman, a Minnesota woman, has sued her dentist after receiving 4 root canals, 8 dental crowns, and 20 fillings in a single visit that she says led to her disfigurement. You think all those?
What? How did she eat?
Through a straw? God.
It's like usually you get one side done so you can chew on the other side and then you go in later. But my God.
Well, this guy had like a vacation to get to or something, but it happened in July of 2020. Her name is Wilson, so she gave it her name. Kathleen Wilson, along with providing an unsafe dosage of anesthesia, this dude was trying to murder her, and falsifying medical records to cover it up. All right, man, there's a whole lot going on
here.
Yeah,
you need a new dentist.
He did not respond to requests for comment. Yeah, I didn't think so. I want some good stuff.
That is a lot of dental work.
How much did she get? Just 4?
4 root canals, yeah, 20 crowns. You want the whole rundown? Something like that?
Yeah.
8 crowns. 8 and crowns. 20 fillings.
Oh my God.
20?
How many teeth do we have, man? I lost count.
It's like one in each?
Yeah, that's like, God damn.
I sure hope she had insurance.
Ooh. So, I don't know if this is the lawyer for her, but it says they didn't report that the doctor or the dentist made the right diagnosis, but he provided poor quality treatment. Yeah, I would say. Wilson had decay on virtually every tooth in her mouth, something that is quite rare. So the dentist's attempt to restore all her teeth in one visit did nothing to address her susceptibility to disease or the potential of losing teeth. Also, you do all that work just for it not to help.
See, at that point, just get dentures.
Well, Katie, this is like, I guess, an expert dentist. Like Katie required a slow, thoughtful, careful, and measured response to her disease. Trying to fill every hole and every tooth in her mouth in one visit is not only the antithesis of what was indicated, it is not humanly possible to achieve in an effective or constructive manner.
Okay, so she's got a degenerative disease in her teeth, or...
Or just overall, like, her teeth are shoddy, but it's like you're not supposed to sit there and in one sitting try to like resolve. Like Beth says, you do one side or the other, because otherwise you're gonna put a feeding tube in her or just like, you know, enjoy soup for a while. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is inconceivable to address 28 teeth in 5.5 hours. So it sounds like they knocked her out. One challenge of a long appointment is maintaining adequate anesthesia. The maximum dosage is 490 milligrams, but moderate administers 960 milligrams to Wilson.
Double the dose.
He was trying to murder this poor...
Dang.
The records show he had... At least he kept records. You can't, you know, that's something. He administered 8 tubes.
Well, yeah, he did. He had to charge her for all that stuff.
That's true. Yeah.
Got to itemize those charges.
We going to Fiji this year, fellas. He administered 8 tubes of dental anesthetic, known as carpals. But Goldstone found that the first dose alone was 8 capsules, and he administered 15 carpals through the visit. She went into a different dental office for an evaluation showing recurrent decay and other damage. For several months in 2022, she was treated at the University of Minnesota Dental School for repair and placement of many of her restorations in an attempt to stabilize her mouth. Wow, so her mouth was unstable.
It's like, what lifestyle is she living that led to this? That's a good question that I want to know. It's like, how do your teeth get that bad?
It's very common. Like, I don't go to dentist often.
Well, I mean, at the start of this thing, it's like, yeah, she's got some sort of degenerative condition, And it's like, yeah, they made the right diagnoses, but did it wrong. And it's like, so...
Well, basically, like, to say, like, oh, yeah, all your teeth need work, but it's like, we'll knock it out in one sitting, you know what I mean? I'm getting ready for the New Year's Eve. I'm not going
to
have like, time.
Yeah, all the work you needed done, needed to be done. It's just he went about doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5.5 hours for... And
the anesthetic.
for 28 teeth. You know, you do your little divisions or whatever, but 5.5 hours, you're not sitting there on each tooth being all meticulous. You know,
mm-hmm. That's like 4 minutes
go.
A tooth.
Fill it and go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
20, before it even harder.
28 teeth in 5 hours? That's 4 teeth to... Meh.
Plus, you know, the root canals, those take time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about how many? Four? 4 root canals.
So, but yeah, I mean, the fillings must have been just pour the lead in it.
Like a little assembly line. Like I just imagine like a...
What do they use for fillings now?
Oh, I don't know. Probably silver or something.
I remember that.
Carbon.
Carbon.
Ah, carbon
it
is.
It worked, man.
Carbon it is.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's wild, I don't know. Man.
One, if you're a dentist, let us know.
One root canal is awful, but yeah, 4.
Compressed carbon is hard stuff, too.
Yeah.
It can damage metal.
But yeah, so that's...
Who's that?
Dental stories go, that's pretty shitty.
That Batman villain got all the metal teeth.
Croc.
No.
I think James Bond. I'm just thinking James Bond.
Maybe I'm thinking James Bond. I don't know. I thought there was in the Batman cartoons, he had like metal teeth.
Well, Killer Croc was always pretty strong.
He didn't have metal teeth. He just had strong teeth.
He might have won one version or something. Because I'm thinking, I've actually told people.
I'm drawing a blank. He must have been like a C-list character.
Yeah, or like a thug or something.
Showed up once, probably. Yeah.
Somebody's muscle. Hired muscle.
That sounds about right. Anyway.
But it's like, it's funny. I've told people for years now, but as technology advances, you know, we're still not getting jetpacks or no shit like that. But I keep saying
Let's get people, you know, going on land. Get that right before we start going into the air.
Let's master the 4-way stop, just to add a specific, before we add a third access to this equation. I mean,
or the checking before you change lanes thing.
Yeah.
Or even using your signal, man. Yeah. Like today, I can't remember. It's one of those things. It's not just for you, man. It's for the other drivers.
Yeah, like your dad always used to say, I know where I'm going. It's you do, but nobody else does.
I'm not sure he always did.
No, he didn't. It's just something he said.
It's like, Dad, you say that, but I'm not convinced.
Well, like today, it's bad. Whenever it starts raining, everyone forgets how to drive.
How to drive. Yep.
California drivers.
You know, one of two things. They either, you know, slow down to 5 miles an hour.
Go too slow.
Because,
and they always forget how to use their turn signals.
Yep.
Or they're going to go 3 times the speed of sound because they got to get home because it's dangerous.
Because it's dangerous. I got a hydroplane home. Yeah. It's dangerous. Yeah. That ain't no fun. Have you ever? I've hydroplaned on the motorcycle.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you start thinking like, you know what? I have zero control over this vehicle.
How brown were your shorts?
I left the skid mark, but it wasn't on the motorcycle. I'll tell you that much.
I bet it wasn't.
It was half the block down the way.
There are times in your life where it is acceptable to
leave that skid mark.
Shorts.
To make your white shorts brown.
Yeah.
Let's just say my life flashed before my eyes, and in those 3 seconds, man, I was terrified.
There are times when panicking is the appropriate response.
Fight or flight, something.
I was doing both.
Yeah, I was fighting to fly. I was trying to get out of there.
I was flying, so I was fighting.
But yeah, people either go way too fast or go way too slow. It's never in between. You know what? That kind of.
I was on the freeway this morning, and I saw exactly what Beth described. But I saw both of them.
Yeah, you see the right lane. Well, that's kind of, was like 2 weeks ago. I was after work. I was at the store, or I was driving somewhere. Then I was driving a store down like Clovis, and then maybe McKinley. But I'm driving, and there was a car in front of me that was going really slow. And I kept kind of watching it, like, what's off about it? Like, you know, first of all, they shouldn't be on the road if you're that nervous to go 15 miles an hour. And so I'm watching it, and finally, like, all the other cars went around it. And then it kind of struck me, their headlights were off. It was pitch black, and their headlights were off.
So they were stoned.
No. So I sat there watching this car and just kind of, as I drive away, watching rear views, like, well, sucks to be whoever's in front of them or whatever. And I pull into the store, and here comes a little car pulling behind me. So I go and I go up to it and try to start, and it almost ran me over. And then it parks, and then it says, I don't know what nationality she was, but she didn't speak, you know, first English. But it was this older lady and her daughter, I guess, in the driver's side, in the passenger side, which I wish she would have jumped in or something. But I'm sitting there telling her, like, hey, and she puts the window down and she's like, you know, like, what? Whatever. I'm like, oh, your headlights are off. And she's like, what? And I'm like, your headlights, like, you have no light. You can't see. And she's
lamps.
Was she just going? Well, see, that's why I was kind of lost of how to, like, and I got frustrated with myself because I couldn't connect with her or whatever. And then she just kind of gives me, like, no, it's fine. Okay. And she pulls up the window and I'm sitting there, like, yelling in my head, no, it's not fine. It's completely not okay. That's the complete opposite of what's going on. She's
like, I had to go slow. I couldn't see. It was too dark.
Yeah, exactly. All she had was, like, the, when you flick it, like, the parking lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that two little yellow lights. That's what was illuminating her road, man. That and the street lights. And I'm just like, God damn. And I went in the store, you know, hoping she'd get, after it kind of calmed down a bit. But I'm like, I hope they come in so I could tell her daughter, like,
oh, you frightened the hell out of her. She's like, I'm staying in here until that crazy man leaves.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was kind of like, you know, it just got annoyed to me. I was like, should I call the police? What's the next course of action? Like, eh, let God save her.
This is why when you're elderly, you need to accept the fact that you shouldn't be driving anymore.
You're doing a lot of things, man. But that one bugged me, that, you know, she's like, oh, no, it's not fine. It's not okay. Yeah. I would have just accepted, like, mm-hmm, and just don't say a word and close. But he's in there telling me it's okay, it's fine. No, it is not.
As much as I'm the anti-government regulation guy, no. Driving practical tests for old people needs to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've got nothing against, you know, old people driving as long as you can do it.
You know how, yeah.
You're
capable. You know, my grandpa, he was 90 before we had to forcibly take away his keys because he thought he could still drive. He was going like 50 in the fast lane on the freeway, and I was like, Papa, pull over.
Well, every time Mima asked him a question, he'd slow down.
He couldn't think and drive at the same time. So of course, because they're old,
yeah,
and they're Republican, they were listening to Rush Limbaugh before he died, and that was bad enough.
Chronic use of talk radio, I don't care what channel, yeah, it is. Chronic use of what talk side radio is bad on? For,
yeah,
you.
Whatever side of the spectrum you fall in, yeah, don't, yeah, don't sit there.
If you're listening to NPR, you're not exempt from this. You're not as smart as you think you are.
Yeah, so of course he'd say something. My grandma would have a question. She'd ask my grandpa, and we'd immediately say, yeah, that. I was like, Mima, quit asking him questions.
It's because they're both almost deaf as a post, and she'd be like, what did he say?
Yeah.
Frank, who's that?
Yeah. What's on sale at the Save Mart again?
Yeah, then we finally said, no, I am driving both ways.
Yeah, I was gonna say, were you of driving age at that time? Or,
well, yeah, because this is just a few years ago. I would take him to.
But he can't just be like, look, Grandma, get your ass in the back seat. I got this.
Well, because up until a few years ago, they went to the military base in the Moore,
yeah,
the
commissary,
get their groceries and their prescriptions, and my grandpa. We started, like, it was either me, my mom, or my uncle started going with them.
Oh, okay.
Because my grandpa couldn't go there and come back on his own. He insisted on driving down, but after that, after walking around the grocery store, he was too tired and needed somebody to drive back.
Damn.
So,
hey, when you're 90.
Yeah.
But the fact that, knowing that, you're still like, I'm going to go, you know, drive that way.
And I mean, like, an hour's drive there, and then it's like the commissary, would you say it's like the size of Costco or something? Bigger?
A little bit smaller.
A little bit smaller than your average Costco?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever went to that one.
But after walking around the commissary, and, you know, I would go, because this was before Lily started school, so it was more than a few years ago, but...
Oh, damn.
Because I would take Lily with us.
Yeah.
And, after a while, it was like, no. No, pull over. I'm driving.
Well, a lot of
it's really hard, especially when you're an old military man.
Oh, yeah.
He cannot swallow his pride and admit that he can't do things anymore.
He's got like three strikes.
Really hard for him.
He's a man.
And I get that.
He's older and he's military. Like, he's got three strikes against him.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of overcome.
But, you know, he's also like, you know, in his 90s. So,
yeah.
You know,
I'm still 18.
Yeah. And one time, like, we were going into the commissary and like you got to stop and check in at the gate. You know, they check
your ID,
check their military IDs. They give me my ID, and there was a queue to be checked, and there's these speed humps and stuff like that. So we're like going really slow, and he, for whatever reason, got completely confused. He thought he was pressing the brake, and he pressed the gas, and we like were like an inch from the bumper in front of us, and like that. It's like, Papa, stop.
So he was able to catch himself? Like, it took
just,
off? And then, yeah,
just. He was, like, this close from rear-ending the person in front of us. It's like, and after that, he's like, no, Beth, you're going to drive home. It's like, yeah, I'm driving home.
That's kind of the worst thing that, for a lot of people, well, I guess, especially guys, but it takes one of those, like, near misses or actual accident to be like, well, I guess that's it. I guess I'll make the smart choice.
It's like when he was on the freeway and he's like just going slow. I wanted to make a sign and put it in the back window. I'm sorry, he's 90.
Just get one of those dot matrix signs, hide it on the back dash.
I'm sorry, he's 90. I tried.
Like one of those baby on board, but
warning,
it's like
geezer at wheel.
Yeah, geezer at the wheel. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, because you know a lot of times you see people going super slow, and it's one of two things: they're either old or they're stoned.
Yeah.
Or they just don't care.
Yeah,
that's kind of
no. The ones that don't care go too fast and run red lights.
Well, that's what gets me when you're on the freeway, and then you know, the freeway's not crowded, but the guy in the left lane insists like, I'm going the speed limit, so I'm fine. Like, well, no, man, there's like 20 cars behind you. Just get out the way. Let these jackasses go past you. I can't wait to get out of the way from
them. It's like we went a good number of years ago. I think it was 2019. We went to San Francisco to go to a Giants game, and we went with the whole family, you know, my mom, my stepdad, my brother, you know, and us three, and my stepdad was driving, and I could have got us there probably an hour quicker if I were driving because he insisted on going the speed limit the whole way, and I'm like, Mom, his driving is driving me nuts. Can I drive? She's like, no, you're not on the, because it was a rental car.
Oh,
she's like, you're not listed as a driver. It's like, he's going so slow. She's like, he's going the speed limit. It's like, old. That's an old person answer, Mom.
not even two over. I mean, like, just crank it up. Just my rule is I go no more than 10 over.
This reinforces the thing. It's like, geezerhood is not an age, it's a habit set.
It's a mindset.
Mindset. Yeah, it's a because mindset. They're both barely over 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not in old people territory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Geriatric territory. Oh, that's funny.
I was like, I could have got us there an hour quicker if I were driving.
Well, see, that would have been a good segue to geezer talk, but I actually had another thing. To wrap up, I guess, the year, because one thing we're on here on the Jive As Alien show is we're very much on trends. We follow everything that's on.
What are warning, sarcasm.
On
warning.
Instagram.
Warning. Sarcasm.
FaceTube and U-book stuff.
Yeah.
If you all joined forces, you twit face.
Twit face?
YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
You twit face.
Yeah. Well, now it's X. So. Yeah.
You'd X face.
X face.
I said that doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
X your face. I don't know. X face tube. I don't know.
But I think of all the little, you know, social media sites, one that I think none of us use is TikTok, right? Do you guys use TikTok?
Nope.
I purposely don't use TikTok.
To the confuscation and consternation of everyone else I know, no.
We don't use TikTok.
Because I've seen like when people try to send you a short or whatever they call them, but it's like I'm not downloading it. I don't want to download it, you know. I got to know it's being spied on enough in the world. I don't need to add them to it.
And be careful when your phone does an auto update. Sometimes it'll download stuff. Mine downloaded TikTok without me knowing it. Oh. It was on there for like at least a week.
TikTok games.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly they're going to like ban it in different states. I think it's already banned in one, but they're trying to.
How do you ban the internet?
We're trying to become communist China over here. Because apparently in China, they censor quite a bit, man.
Well, I mean, it was communist
China. Yeah.
Well, it's communist China that's, you know, controlling TikTok and stealing all our information. So
yeah. So stay away from it.
It's funny because everyone knows that. It's been proven. It's been, you know, on the news, talked about, and they've, you know, showed that this is actually happening. Do people care?
No. Yeah, it just like every time I hear the news stories and like the next week is like, X amount more people downloaded. It's like, how? What?
Well, I mean, how many times did we people see, you know, videos going out of people walking up to their Alexa? Alexa, do you work for the government? And their Alexa would like shut down or whatever.
Yeah.
I know.
I do not compute.
It,
and they laugh and it's joke and they put little songs around it. But like, that's a real thing, dude.
Like, it's like I told my mom that once because like as a, it was like Alexa or Cortana.
Google Cortana. Google. Cortana, I think, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Well, that's the Xbox one, I think.
Alexa.
Microsoft, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so like I was talking about how, you know, the government used those to spy and mom like got really quiet and I was like, what? She's like, we've got one. I was like, Mom, think about it. It's listening to you all the time. She's like, but it only listens when I call its name. It's like, it has to be listening to hear its name.
Yeah.
She's like, oh.
So did she throw that in the fire?
That's where nope, they still have it.
Oh, man.
And my grandparents, you know, just to prove my point, my grandparents have an Alexa. And we'll be having a conversation and Alexa will chime in with like a definition for a word. It's like, nobody asked you, Alexa. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you didn't say, Alexa, what is, you know.
No. No, nothing like that.
No.
That's the thing that's, you
just
know.
Just like wondering, I wonder if it'll be sunny tomorrow.
Weather tomorrow.
Predict weather forecast for tomorrow.
Oh, man, I haven't watched the, you know, the latest episode of whatever show's out there. And like, blink.
It, new season, dropping.
Yeah, yeah, just kind of like, shut up, man.
Yeah, people who think that it doesn't listen unless you call its name. No, it has to be listening to hear its name.
How's it going to wake up? Yeah, that's funny. That's funny that people couldn't make that connection because I just don't want it at all. I had two
I'm
of them
okay
that,
with doing things myself. Well, I'm that old-fashioned person.
Well, people try
if
to
I
say,
want
like,
to know the origin of broccoli, I will just type it into my web browser and look it up.
Or it's probably more important that I get back to my studies and finish my work than actually go out and try to figure out, you know, where broccoli originated from.
Mediterranean, by the way.
But so, yeah, I looked up some TikTok trends. It was just a site, list. But I thought it would be cool to kind of see, like, first off, what where the trend's going and whether you agree or disagree. Because I don't...
Disagree.
I immediately across the board, yeah. Tic Tac, it's out of the board. But I've seen a lot of stuff sometimes second. Where they'll like, I like to watch where they do like they do on TikTok a lot. This doesn't have anything, but they'll show like products, you know, products that they use. And sometimes I like to read on those, and then I'll go to Amazon and do research.
Yeah, Gwen sent me one yesterday, the day before, about some Sephora lotion. Apparently, it attracts spiders.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, yeah. I remember,
remember listening to that.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah, this gal wanted beauty influencers.
Yeah.
Which is a category of people that it's like, do we? No, you're useless.
You know,
do we need them? No.
Before we go into this real quick, I want to talk about a conversation I had with Lily's speech therapist the other day. He was watching a TED Talk.
Oh, okay.
Talking about TikTok. TED Talk, TikTok. And
wow,
that's a lot of alliteration there.
For tongue twister, yeah. But
say that five times fast.
I'm not sure who was giving the talk, but and don't say TED.
It's TED's talk. Yeah.
No, TED stands. It's actually an acronym.
I know,
it's like
an acronym,
technology, education, and
department.
I don't know.
Anyway, he was talking about how TikTok will be the downfall of. The human
humanity?
Psyche, the same human psyche, because especially, you know, the quote unquote influencers, people who declare themselves these things, I have 500 followers, you know, it's like these people are going to make it normal people who follow these influencers will not be able over time, not be able to make a decision.
Right.
Because all their decisions are being made for them by these influencers. Because they, you know, they're infallible in their eyes. And these things have been around since, you know, for a long time.
Like, it's the classic, you know, they have X amount of people following them. Well, they must have that because they know what they're talking about. And it's just that vicious cycle. Yeah,
before,
you
like,
know who had
TV,
a lot of followers? Hitler. Okay.
Yeah.
The old Hitler.
Yeah, before with TV, you know, if you're going to go on TV and say something, it has to be,
you
know, somewhat provable. I mean, there are so many people that follow Oprah, you know, religiously, and
will do anything she endorses. Like, put it for, you know, comedy. You know, years ago, you had to be in the comedy club and go through the ranks and travel before you can make it big. Nowadays, you're pretty funny on YouTube, and then all of a sudden,
anyone can say anything on the internet, not have any evidence
proof,
or facts or proof behind it.
Don't get
and
cross-checked.
People
will
believe them because they don't want to do their own thinking.
Or they don't have another source. So they think like, well, this guy has a camera and a microphone in his face. They must know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, and YouTube is just as dangerous. There's a lot of people out there that put, you know, to your underscore your point of they can say anything and nobody's allowed to fact check them. Flat Earth videos.
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube, you can actually curate your comment section. You can decide who gets to comment, and if it's a thumbs down or whatever, it doesn't show up in your public display. Or you could just turn off comments altogether, and then nobody gets to say anything about your video.
What? Mm-hmm. I thought YouTube, didn't they take away like the downvote or something? Okay, I thought
it doesn't show the downvote. You can still, the thumbs down is still there, but it doesn't show a number.
Oh, yeah.
Only the thumbs up.
So as far as you know, it got zero downs or 1,000, and you have no clue.
Exactly.
So what were
you doing? But anyway, he was saying that in the TED Talk that, you know, one, it's ruining people's attention span.
Yeah, that's for
definitely.
Sure.
And two, people are not going to be able to make their own decisions because they're just going to have the people on TikTok doing it for them.
Yep. Well, and I mean, that also ties into, I guess, human nature where, you know, generally as humans, we don't seek out sources that contradict our point of view. We just want stuff supplements it. I think, you know, Mario is the best video game character ever. I'm not going to look for a video where it's talking about Link being the best or Kirby. I'm going to just watch Mario as the best video game. So, of course, in my head, it's like, oh, no, yeah, well, Mario's the best because I've watched all these videos. Like, well, what about all these contradictory ones? Like, I don't got time for that, man.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's classic confirmation bias.
Confirmation bias.
Seeking only the information that supports your narrative.
Well, so, and like, to add to Beth's point, so imagine that where you're just watching a TikTok after TikTok after TikTok.
Which people do.
Because, so when you go to social media, you know, they curate stuff for you, stuff that you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You algorithms. Might like.
If I'm a flat earther
on your searches.
Yeah. I'm not going to want to watch a video that says, like, why the flat earthers are wrong. Because, like, well, that's just making fun of me, you know? So that's.
They don't know the facts like I do.
Yeah. I've got the TikTok videos to prove it. That's always my favorite when I'm online, when somebody's, you know, argues with you and then they're like, here's a YouTube video. Like, nope. Here's a TikTok video. Nope. I'm not gonna bother with that. So TikTok.
I'm watching a cat who's precariously placed on the fence. I'm hoping he falls off.
I was wondering what you were staring at. You're kind of staring into space there.
No, I was watching this cat. He's trying to get up on a post, and he made it. And I'm just hoping he falls off.
Do you guys have any knowledge of? I always hear about how orange cats are really stupid.
Well, this one's really dumb because we keep chasing it off, and he keeps coming back.
Yeah, now he thinks he's an owl.
He looks like. Ooh.
He
knows where you're talking about.
He like looked right at us.
He was a stink eye for a second.
I know what you're saying,
jackass humans. I can hear you.
I have feelings too.
Yeah, we don't care.
Isn't Garfield an orange cat?
Yeah, and he's
asshole.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm gonna say. He's, you know, trying to murder Odie all the time, trying to show him off.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go on with your little.
So here we go. 2023 TikTok trends. Da-na-na. It says 5 actually good ones. So like, we'll be the judge.
Yeah.
Well, to me, because the very first one I read,
define it made me good trend.
Well, so the first one is tinned fish. Tinned fish isn't a new phenomenon. It's been a popular food genre in the Mediterranean. Brought that back.
What, okay. You eat 10 different fish in one sitting?
Tinned.
Oh, tinned.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
2023 definitely saw a rise in tinned fish on American menus, and the salty, briny, and deeply flavorful preserved bites were also a huge hit on TikTok.
Tinned.
Is that the type of
sardines?
Sardines from a can.
Yeah. Which I thought was kind of weird. Like, why would they, like, what's so special about it?
Nothing. In fact, most people hate it. I mean, this is like Brussels sprouts all over again.
Well, so that's weird that it became a trend where people were, like, you know, showing little recipes and how to, like, eat it. To me, it's always funny when I hear about like a trend or a TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, whatever, where it's like something that's so like basic. Because like, there's people out there that eat tuna every day, and it's like, well, so what? What's special about that?
I mean, enjoy mercury poisoning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like a meme I saw once. It's like, I've been watching the Food Network a lot lately. Today for lunch, I had a nut puree with preserved jams jellies with like a refined wheat
open face whatever and you're like, you mean a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I like that one.
That's something you could do just for fun, you know. One of my favorites, you know, it makes something sound really fancy and complicated. At work, I was specializing in replacing the rotating assembly lubricant.
Rotating assembly
and lubricant. Make sure you replace the rotating assembly lubricant filtration assembly.
Bearing grease?
Engine oil and filter.
Well, see, that's also like, I remember years ago when we started saying, you know, janitorial technician, like
custodial
technician.
It's like near janitor.
Yeah. You're a janitor.
Yeah. What is like? I'm a radio or
I'm a meteorologist.
No,
you're not.
I like the one where I've seen. I don't know if they have it a lot, but it's outside of like a construction site or something. But they have a rock, and it just says like, if the rock is wet, it's
the weather rock. Yeah,
yeah, the weather rock.
The rock is dry. Yeah. It's
if the
sunny.
Rock is swinging, it's windy. It's like
that's awesome. The kind of weather forecasting I can get. Behind,
yeah,
you know?
I can get behind that. If the rock is hot, it's sunny.
I remember this off subject slightly, but an old Berenstain Bears book where the mom's trying to get
Berenstain,
whatever.
I don't know. I just don't know which one it is.
The mom's trying to get the family to stop watching so much TV.
Yeah.
And the dad's protesting. He's like, well, how will I know what the weather is? I need to be able to see the news. And she's like, puts her hand out a window. Try looking up the window.
Yeah. The original weatherman or whatever.
Yeah. And the kid's like, well, we need our cartoon. And she's like, no, you need to go play.
You need to go draw or, you know, use your crayons or some shiz. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny, though. You know, I'm going to get me one of those weather rocks.
Godside, people.
Touch grass.
Just like, I wish I knew if my TV was working, I could know what the weather is. And you just kind of go, I got a clue. Yeah.
James Rolfe did a bit about that. I forgot what he was talking about. He's like, what technology do we abuse, you know, for something that could easily be, you know, figured out? And he's like, I wonder what the weather is today. And he pulls out his phone. He's like, I could just look out that window, but now I'm going
to. That was the one thing about Siri that I actually enjoyed for a while.
Oh, Siri, that's
like, you know, it's like, if you ask Siri, what's the weather today? Siri would like open a freaking window.
Really?
Siri had sass.
Yeah, like, don't waste my time for this. I'm trying to record all your precious private moments.
I don't have time to.
Yeah, I don't got time to help you with your stupidity.
That's like, you know, one that, speaking of trends that went around for a while, it was asking Siri, what is 0 divided by 0?
Oh, really? I see.
Are you really asking me that dumb question?
No, she'd be like, okay, imagine you have 0 cookies and 0 friends, and then you divide all your 0 cookies amongst your non-existent friends. Now you are sad because you have no cookies and no friends.
Is that still around? Is this thing? I don't know if it was that deep. That's pretty funny.
I don't know. Jay had it on his phone, so.
Oh. Well, I always read, of course.
I know. The guy that worked in military intelligence has all these things that, you know, all these wiretaps in his house, and I'm just like, why? Do you know what they do with this?
Well, not only that, but yeah, so he's using Siri. He's all like
Siri. He's got his, you know, Alexa. Yeah, he's got all that stuff in his house.
Is that the cat?
Yeah,
he's looking right at us.
Damn, he got way up here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we see you.
Who's that new jackass?
You want to see him run for his life?
Say, get up and walk towards the door. Yeah. Oh, he has to be watching, though.
Dun, dun. That's why he's watching to see, like, the
movie. He's hiding from me.
He's like, long as I see them in there, I'm safe.
Watch this. Watch him, Tony.
Oh, no, he's already running. He saw you take the.
Yeah, he saw you reach for the
headphones. Yeah.
They know that when we start walking towards that door, they better run.
I'm not going out to.
I see he's hiding from me. He's on the fence behind the tree.
Oh, I see. Oh, no, that's not him.
He's up there. He's walking along the fence rail. Nope, now he's gone.
And he's gone.
Yeah, they know better.
But yeah, I thought that was a funny, like, trend, like 10 fish.
It's like, well, I could kind of understand that because everyone's broke now because
this is what
the cost
me.
Of living has gone up so much.
Biodynamics is working.
Well, this is the old man in me, you know, starts grumping about like the trend stuff because now.
Get off my lawn.
But now when you go buy your can of sardines, it's going to be like twice the price because everyone is buying it. You know, like,
exactly.
Shit.
Yep.
Goddamn generation.
It's like, can't you, like, you know,
fuck.
Start, you know, making something that's not supposed to be for cheap food a delicacy?
Don't make cheap ass survival food sound delicacy. It's not.
Stay away from the ramen.
Well, I'm trying to think because I know there has been quite a bit of stuff that's gone up over the years that used to be for like ramen is kind of going up a bit because they
used to be able to get, you know, a package for 10 cents.
Yeah.
Now it's like, what, 75 cents a package?
Just about.
You buy that big ass box for, you know, I don't know, a couple bucks, but now it breaks 10 easily, I think.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So it's hard being broke.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done the studies, too, that it actually is a lot harder, you know, being poor, like the way that, you know, the way the money works.